Robert Jankowski was killed in October 2007 at the Vancouver airport after being repeatedly tasered by a member of the RCMP. The Commission for Public Complaints Against the RCMP, the CPC, held a two-year-long investigation into his death. The report of that investigation was released this month. Paul Kennedy, the chair of the commission, made 23 findings and 16 recommendations that were highly critical of both the actions of the four officers involved and the follow-up investigation of the RCMP. Shirley Heffey was the chair of the CPC for 8 years. Heffey is currently a member of the board of the BC Civil Liberties Association, and she joins me today from Ottawa. Hello, Shirley.
Hello, Lorraine.
Now, Kennedy found that the deployment of the taser by Constable Millington of the RCMP was premature and not appropriate in the circumstances. What should have happened before the taser was used?
Well, there should have been some. There should have been an assessment of the situation. I know it's easy to stand back now and to guess what should have happened or to second guess what should have happened, but there certainly should have been a better assessment of the situation, and these members should have been aware of the kind of danger that the taser can cause. And Paul Kennedy said this in his report. The RCMP was not aware of the kind of danger that the taser could inflict on someone. They weren't up to date on the latest research on the taser. So there are a lot of things that should have happened ahead of time, but these members did what they were trained to do.
Now, the report says that the four officers failed to adopt a measured, coordinated, and appropriate response to Mr. Jankowski's behavior. Mm-hmm. Is it possible to explain the way they did respond?
Well, my explanation, my explanation is based on actually 10 years of oversight, 2 years as a part-time member and 8 years as chair. What I found was that the members of the RCMP are not properly trained. They're not adequately trained. They don't have clear and well-formulated policies. So the members go off and do a job. They're asked to do a job that they're not trained to do. They're not prepared to do. They're not aware of the dangers that the kinds of dangers that exist. And so they go and they do what they can with the amount of knowledge that they have. There are lots of things that they could have done differently. There's no question about it. And Mr. Kennedy's report elaborates on those. And, of course, everybody or most people have seen that video. And it was really horrifying to see. These members, what I saw during the 8 years as chair was that these members went out and did the best they could with what they were given, and they're not given very much. Their training is simply inadequate. The leadership is inadequate. So they go out there, they're good people, and they do what they can. And it's often, as we know in the past at least 5 years that it's come to light, they do what they can, and they make a lot of awful mistakes.
How do you view the stark contrast between Kennedy's account of the events of the incident that he outlined in his report, which is over 200 pages long, and the totally different explanation of the BC prosecutors, which accepted the account of the four officers?
You know, that's very, very difficult to assess, and I say that because the information that's required to charge is very different from the information that's required by the Commission for Public Complaints. It has to look at conduct only, and it also looks, I shouldn't say only, it also looks at policy. Criminal charges is very, very different. The evidence necessary is very different. And it's also very possible that the Crown did not get all the information that they needed from the RCMP, and I can say that very confidently. I oftentimes couldn't get the information I needed unless I went to court and asked the court to order the RCMP to give me the information. So, you know, there are lots of possibilities. I don't know what happened there, but I know that they certainly are not forthcoming with information. The RCMP isn't, I'm saying.
Now, Shirley, Kennedy commented on an inappropriate meeting between the staff relations representative and the RCMP members who were involved in the incidents. What's the significance of that?
Well, they're not supposed to be getting together to try and get their story straight. They're not supposed to be getting together and being told what to say by the leadership. And clearly the leadership did not do what they should have done, ask a statement of each member, and then put it together. They got them all together and tried to get them to agree on what the story was. Now, you know what? That's not acceptable. That's not acceptable. A reputable police service does not behave that way. That is not the way the law is carried out. So certainly that's not acceptable.
Now, Corporal Robinson, who was the most senior of the policemen on the scene, was actually present at a briefing of the body that was investigating the incident early on, the Integrated Homicide Investigation Team. That seems very strange.
It is very strange. It's a conflict. And, you know, it a lot of these things are coming to light now, and a lot of these things I said when I was chair, because I could see, I'm a lawyer, so I could see all these things happening, but no one would listen. Certainly the government wouldn't listen. And, you don't criticize the RCMP without having a lot of difficulty. I mean, they're a Canadian icon. They've been doing these kinds of things for a long time, and nobody wants to pay attention, and that means the government when I say nobody. And Canadians are not used to hearing criticism about this icon. So, you know, none of this is new to me. I saw it for 10 years. And I was shocked the first couple of years I was there, because just like everyone else in this country, the RCMP was a sacred institution. But it's been riding on that reputation for a long, long time, but it does not deserve that reputation now. It needs to change, and it's not changing.
I want to talk about Kennedy's recommendations. But before that, there's one point which I found quite interesting in his report. He recommended that the RCMP officers who were involved should have been able to review the Pritchard video of the incident before they gave their accounts. Why would that have been an appropriate course of action?
That's not appropriate. That's not appropriate.
Okay.
They give their statements, and then they gauge and they arrange their statements according to what they see on the screen. I'm not saying that they should never have seen it afterwards and perhaps reevaluated, but that should be transparent. That should be open and transparent, and it should be known that all the steps that they're taking in order to be transparent and to be accountable. It's not appropriate for them to look at this ahead of time and then decide together, okay, this is what we did, this is what I... No, it's not.
Now, Kennedy once again recommends, as he did in August, that all RCMP member investigations involving death, serious injury, or sexual assault should be investigated by an external police force or provincial criminal investigation body. You obviously support that kind of recommendation. Why is it important?
Well, I said this for 8 years while I was chair, so, you know, there's nothing new there. I said this for 8 years, and so did Justice O'Connor in the Maher Arar report. He recommended this, so Kennedy picked up on it and said the same things. But That was said by Parliament as well, by the committees at Parliament, the Public Safety Committee. That's been said for years, and it's inappropriate that they should be investigating themselves, especially in when there are deaths in custody or serious incidents, and of certainly of public interest, where the public is concerned about what happened, such as the Ian Bush death. I mean, they investigated themselves, and then Kennedy made a complaint, his own complaint on it, and he simply rubber-stamped the whole thing. All he did was look at what the RCMP had done. That's the kind of power that this agency has exercised. I mean, Ian Bush, I know that file so well, and it's something that touched so many people. And what happened was, that's it. Kennedy looked at it and looked at the RCMP investigation, and of course they said they'd done nothing wrong, so he said they'd done nothing wrong.
Now, in this case, Kennedy makes a series of recommendations from a review of RCMP training to communication with the media in the aftermath event. What's your response to the overall recommendations he delivered? Will they get at the underlying issues that allow a death of an innocent person like this to happen?
I think that this report, this was his chef d'oeuvre, honestly, because he was there for 4 years, and for 3 years he mainly apologized for the RCMP. But this was an excellent report. He got to the heart of the matter, and the heart of the matter is the training and the policies and the leadership. These are the three things that I guess I harped on for a long, long time and was chastised for, but that's an excellent report. I don't know if the government is going to pay attention, but they should pay attention because it's been said for a long, long time and there are no changes that have taken place. And I can tell you that in spite of everything that's happened in the last few years with Zaccardelli and the chaos that took place there, we at BC Civil Liberties are still making complaints about deaths in custody particularly, and about some of the very sensitive issues that come up regarding policing, and nothing has changed with the RCMP, nothing. It's the same response. It takes a very long time to get any kind of answer, and everything's a secret. They don't want to give you information. It's very, very difficult, and there are no changes so far.
Now, you've been working on this issue for a very long time. Kennedy's report is very highly critical of the RCMP. Mm-hmm. What's it going to take to make the RCMP, to make the government, make the RCMP accountable, and to make it an organization that is accountable to the Canadian people?
Well, I can tell you what I think it would take. It doesn't look like the government ever has any backbone to say something is seriously wrong and we can't just talk about it. We have to do something about it. The RCMP, in my view, should get out of policing in the provinces. They're not equipped for it. They're not trained for it. They're every 3 or 4 years they are they're transferred, so they're plopped in communities where they're not trained to deal with whatever problem is there, and so of course they make all kinds of mistakes, and they're not ready to deal with what has to be dealt with. They should get back to what they should have been doing all along, is federal dealing with federal only, and be well trained to do it instead of spreading themselves thin, and you know, they're all over the country, and they're not doing a good job. They're not doing a good job, yet they're being paid by the provinces to do the kind of policing that they need, and they're not doing a good job. The government has to take a stand and really do something about changing and providing leadership in this organization. I've got to know a lot of the rank and file, and they're all there for the right reasons. They all care about their jobs. They care about what they do. They want to be helpful to people, but they're just not prepared, and they're not ready to do it. They're not trained to do it, and they don't know what they're supposed to be doing.
Well, thank you very much for joining me this morning, Shirley.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye now.
Bye-bye.
I've been speaking with Shirley Heffy. Shirley Heffy is currently a member of the board of the BC Civil Liberties Association and is a former chair of the Commission for Public Complaints against the RCMP. Paul Kennedy's report for the CPC on Robert Jakansky's death is available at complaintscommission.ca. And you're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 102.7 FM.